welcome to the Klamath Tribes podcast. I'm Ken Smith. Today, our guest is Amanda Starkey. She's the new housing director for the Klamath Tribes, replacing Kenneth Ruthart. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
So, let's start first with your background, and how did you find your way to the tribes?
I have been doing housing for 20 years, affordable housing for the last 17, and I came across this position, and it's something that I'm very passionate about, and here I am.
Okay, very good. Well, a little more depth than that. Like, what got you into housing? What is it that drives you as a career objective?
When I originally started doing housing, it was conventional, and I had lots of people that would come into the office and would ask if we took a Section 8 voucher, and the people I worked with didn't know what that was. So I decided I was interested in learning more about affordable housing, and I started as a site manager, worked my way up, became a portfolio manager, and I have a passion for helping people get into good homes.
And what attracted you to work for the tribes?
Their mission statement aligns with my values, and it's something that I'm really passionate about. I like representing people in their civil rights. And in this particular type of environment, we have a whole different set of laws being a sovereign nation. And so I find it very intriguing, and it's something that I believe in.
Well, now that your feet are slightly wet, what do you see is the greatest need in your department?
Well, we need more housing here, period. We need to have a lot more affordable housing, a lot more development. And so within our strategic plan, within the next 5 years, we'd like to increase our portfolio by at least 30% so that we can provide more housing here. It's very difficult to find a place to rent in this area, and you're looking at approximately about between $4,000 and $6,000 just to move into a home, which is out of reach for a lot of people.
Especially elders is a big challenge for the tribes. How are we addressing that?
With the new transitional housing property that we have for the elders, it will get them into housing there, and then they will be able to work with our staff and other community agencies to get into permanent housing. So we hope that we will be able to identify different people that we can rent from for the time being while we develop more of our own housing.
Where are we at with housing?
With the temporary
transitional elders?
We are pretty close. At this point, we're just finishing up all of our policies and our procedures on our end that have to go to the council to be finalized, and then we should be ready to start moving people in.
And the first project that was developed is, of course, the Miletus, which has 15 units, I believe.
That's correct.
And we're getting close to moving people in.
Very close. As long as everything goes good with getting things pushed through the council, I'm assuming that we will be able to start moving people in next month.
Yeah, very exciting.
Yes.
And this was an event for the grand opening that the governor showed up for. So it's a high-profile housing unit for the tribes, a transitional elders housing unit.
It's not nearly enough, but it's a starting place, and we just need to keep trying to. This is kind of a test case. We'll see how things go. You know, this is our first policies, and then hopefully this will open up the door for us to do a lot more similar things.
Yeah, you mentioned when we were talking off air about possibly more of a nursing care unit. Is that how we word it?
Yeah, we are hoping it's something that is really needed here, and a lot of other tribes do have programs like that. So as time goes on, and we work with this with Miletus, we're going to start looking at pulling different community partners in to see if that's something that we might be able to do.
In the 5-year plan, do we have one? What would you like to see out there?
With our five-year plan, we would like to be able to increase our housing portfolio by at least 30%, adding on some with a combination of new construction and other, you know, homes that we can purchase and maybe do a rehab on and get them ready for occupancy. That's kind of our plan now. It has been a challenge in the past because there isn't a lot of housing here. It's small. Klamath Falls, the cost of housing is over what we would call our market rate, what HUD accepts as a market rate, by approximately $500. So it's a challenge. And if we want to be able to provide people with housing, we're going to have to develop it ourselves.
Do you see any housing down in the Klamath Falls area that we could develop?
We are looking around. It can be complicated when you are doing these projects because it requires a lot of extra paperwork and other things that owners and sellers might not be used to doing. So that can make it a challenge, but we are looking actively to identify more housing.
In total, what do you think we need?
Oh, I would say we need at least another 300 to 400 units to accommodate everyone that needs housing.
So when we say everyone, who are we referring to mostly?
Well, we have a mix of people. You know, you have lots of, we have elders within the tribe. We have families within the tribe. A lot of people, from what I understand, have been moving back closer to home, especially since COVID. And there's not enough development here to accommodate the population. And a lot of the things that are available are financially out of reach.
How did we get to this point?
I think that it kind of snuck up on everybody. We didn't realize that there wasn't going to be enough housing. I was speaking with the chairman, and he kind of had the same feeling, like, why haven't, we done more to get more housing? But it kind of just snuck up on everybody. And now, the market changes, property has been more expensive to purchase. And so we kind of just have run into a position where we don't have enough of housing to accommodate the people that need it.
Is it going to grow the need, or are we going to get less?
I think the need will continue to grow. You'll have more people that are aging, that are going to need things like housing that has services, resident services, even one of the things, we're looking at is with caretakers. And then you always are going to have people that have new families, and they're going to need bigger housing, and they're going to need more bedrooms. So I would imagine the need will continue to grow.
As a county, they also try to address these challenges for housing. But the tribes can't seem to rely on outside housing. We have to look inward to service the tribal members.
Yes, definitely. It's a difficult process to build affordable housing. It's very competitive, especially things like tax credits. So even if we have more developments going up within Klamath County, it's still we need to look inward for the tribe to be able to provide housing for tribal members.
Is this a case for tribes across the state?
I would say tribes across the country are trying to increase their housing. And definitely within these areas, all of the tribes here have been doing the best that they can within Oregon to increase their housing portfolio. But it's hard. It's very difficult to get funding. It's not a simple cut and dry. It's a lot of paperwork, and it's very competitive for getting funding to build affordable housing.
Does this funding typically come from the state or federal level?
There are different kinds of funding, and within our portfolio here, we have different kinds of funding. A lot of it is federally funded, but also the state of Oregon has a lot of Oregon-specific funds that we've been able to utilize here. And we want to continue to do that and to be competitive so that we can get different grants
And the type of housing, does it typically require somebody to come up with some money each month, or is it 100% covered?
It would depend on the program. We have a voucher program, which is similar to a Section 8 voucher through our office, which means basically people pay 30% of their adjusted gross income. There are different kinds of developments that the rent doesn't change based on income. It just depends on where you get the funding from.
Well, that's good to hear. And is there one project in specific that you're targeting in the next year or two?
Well, we have a lot of discussions going right now. I know we are working on some new development, and we also have some properties that we're rehabbing. They are primarily family properties. So we need more things that are more specific to elders also. That's going to be something that we're going to see with a need arise with Miletus, because it's a temporary housing as we transition people out, and it's difficult to find permanent housing here.
And we're talking about a lot of transitional housing. What about home ownership? Are you getting into that as well for the tribal members?
Yeah, it's really exciting. We do have a home ownership program, and it provides $30,000 worth of down payment assistance. And obviously that doesn't have to be used here. You can go buy a house in Klamath Falls and it's a great program. We are processing them and our staff are becoming more comfortable with the funding so that hopefully we can expand it.
So if somebody wants to apply for that, what do they do?
They can come to the office over there, to the administrative office. The applications are in the front. And if you need to speak to someone, you can just let them know at the front desk, and one of our housing specialists can walk you through that process.
Is it very selective?
It is. We get people on there, and it's income restricted, and then we have a waiting list. As more funds come available, then we process people.
What's the success rate of percentage of people that end up getting the loan?
Well, I couldn't give you exact details. We do them based on as we process them. And we've been doing it for a while, but it's relatively still a new program. I can say I've seen like three of them that I think have been done within this last 6 months. So it's not a lot of people. But we do try to work on getting folks pushed through there as fast as we can.
And what's the program again?
It is a down payment. It's through HUD. It's a down payment assistance program.
HUD.
Yes.
And that stands for?
Housing
and Urban Development.
And Urban Development, yes. You can get that one out of there.
What else would you like to let the listeners know about for your department and housing in the future for the tribes?
Well, we are here to help you. So if there's one of these programs and you're interested and you want to learn more about it, then you can contact us. You can stop by, and we can walk you through the process. And we hope that we're going to be able to continue to expand our housing so that we can provide more affordable and quality housing to our tribal members here.
Do you have a portal, a website, or?
We don't. Not specific to that, but the paperwork is available at the office. And it's generally something you want to talk to somebody anyway, because you kind of, it's nice to have somebody guide you through it.
Right. And the contact number, if they want to call? Well, or just the administrative office?
You can just call the administrative office and ask for housing, and they will get you back there to us.
Very good. Amanda Starkey, today the guest on Klamath Tribes Podcast, the new housing director of the tribes. Thank you.
Thank you.